From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today, India's Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling that has pharmaceutical companies on edge, but global health experts cheering. At the center of the case is a practice known as evergreening. When the patent on a popular drug is set to expire, manufacturers will make slight changes to the drug and apply for a new patent. If granted, the new patent allows the company to keep a foothold in a lucrative market. In India, drug maker Novartis had applied for a new patent on a slightly modified version of a cancer drug, and today the Supreme Court said no. For more, we're joined by Kaustubh Kulkarni. He's been covering the story for Reuters. And to begin, give us some backstory. Just how big is India's role in the global pharmaceutical industry?
India has traditionally been known as the cheaper supplier of generic medicines to poorer countries or emerging markets such as Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. This has been happening for quite a few years. That is why India is called as the pharmacy to the poorer countries.
Now, what exactly did the Supreme Court have to say then to Novartis?
Novartis had challenged a provision in Indian patents law which bans companies from extending patents on their products by making slight changes to an existing compound. This practice is called as evergreening. However, when Novartis was refused a patent protection for a cancer treatment called Gleevec in 2006, it eventually approached India's Supreme Court, wherein it claimed that the modified form of Gleevec was an improved drug from the older form. However, the Supreme Court clearly said that Gleevec fails both the tests of invention and patentability according to the Indian laws.
Does this ruling set India apart from how the U.S. approaches the issue of evergreening or drug patents?
It does. And this is not the first time, or this is not something new that has happened. When India agreed to sign the Global TRIPS Agreement in 2005, that time itself, India had introduced this provision of not granting multiple patents on a single drug, because India believes that its people who are mostly poor cannot afford patented medicines. And hence, to prevent this practice, India had clearly introduced a section which does not allow evergreening within the country. And yes, it is quite significantly different from the provisions that exist in United States or say in China or in many other countries where Gleevec has been patented.
Now, the pharmaceutical makers argue that this ruling could have a kind of chilling effect on innovation, that it would disincentivize companies from developing new drugs if it means that they're going to lose control of it and their ability to make money from it.
There is a merit in the argument, but it's not entirely true. Because when new compounds are discovered and when they are launched, they're mostly launched in advanced markets such as United States, Europe, and Japan. Now, when these drugs are sold in these markets where patent regimes are very strict, companies try and make most of the cost recovery from these markets, and at a later stage, such drugs are introduced in India. Hence, their claim that just because they are not having a great patent regime in India, it doesn't mean that they will be making heavy losses on their innovation. It just means that their attempts to make more and more money from countries like India would get curtailed. But it is not true that they would be making heavy losses on patented or innovative drugs.
That's Kaustubh Kulkarni. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Reuters correspondent Kaustubh Kulkarni joined us from Mumbai.